Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her support for President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package takes into account all of the economic risks posed by the coronavirus pandemic. She tells CNN that includes the risk that it'll overstimulate the economy and generate inflation.
My predecessor, you know, has indicated that there's a chance that this will cause inflation to rise. And that's also a risk that we have to consider. I've spent many years studying inflation and worrying about inflation. And I can tell you, we have the tools to deal with that risk if it materializes.
Yellen says the biggest risk is not getting enough help to workers and communities that are scarred, and that workers who earn up to $60,000 a year should receive stimulus checks. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says the GOP has a lot of work to do to dispel misinformation. NPR's Giles Snyder reports Cheney's comments follow yesterday's vote by the Wyoming Republican Party to officially rebuke her for voting to impeach President Trump and called for her to resign.
Congresswoman Cheney says she will not step down, saying she had a constitutional duty to vote to impeach former President Trump. And she blames her censure by the state party on pervasive conspiracy theories.
People in the party are mistaken. They believe that BLM and Antifa were behind what happened here at the Capitol. That's just simply not the case. It's not true. And we're going to have a lot of work we have to do. People have been lied to.
Cheney speaking on Fox News Sunday. The censure is the latest pushback she's received following her vote to impeach after the violent attack at the Capitol. Last week, she survived an attempt to remove her from her House GOP leadership position. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Former Secretary of State George Shultz has died at his home in Stanford, California, at the age of 100. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Shultz was highly influential, serving in the cabinets of two Republican presidents.
A Marine who served in the Pacific during World War II, George Shultz was a major figure in U.S. economic and foreign policy during the Nixon and Reagan years. He served as Nixon's Treasury Secretary, negotiating with the Soviets, and was Reagan's longtime Secretary of State, pursuing arms control agreements that ease Cold War tensions. That included the 1987 INF Treaty, which banned intermediate-range nuclear missiles in Europe. When he turned 100 in December, he wrote an op-ed saying that when there's trust in the room, good things happen, at home, in the office, and in government. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. The Biden administration has suspended Trump-era safe third country agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, saying it plans to seek greater collaboration on U.S.-bound migrants. The deals had forced asylum seekers to first seek refuge in those countries before applying for U.S. asylum. Catholic women activists are hailing Pope Francis for appointments yesterday of two women to Vatican posts previously held only by men. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
Pope Francis tapped French sister Nathalie Bécart as co-undersecretary of the Synod of Bishops, which organizes meetings of world bishops. She's a member of the Xavier Missionary Sisters, and in her new position, she will have the right to vote, which many Catholic women have been demanding for years. The other woman is Italian magistrate Katia Sumaria, appointed the first woman promoter of justice in the Vatican's Court of Appeals, a position equivalent to prosecutor. In the past, Francis has appointed women to the post of deputy foreign minister, director of the Vatican Museums, and deputy head of the Vatican Press Office, as well as six women to the council that oversees Vatican finances. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Police in Utah say four skiers are dead after an avalanche swept through a popular recreation area. Four others dug themselves out of the ice and snow. It's one of Utah's deadliest avalanches. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.